Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Don't you love that combo? It's the Beatles and the Knack, paperback writer on 1FM Live and Local at 22 minutes to 8. I thought that song might be a good preview to our next guest. I say our next guest, she's our first guest. Her name is Bronwyn Cole. She's the program coordinator at GV Libraries. You enjoyed that, didn't you, Bron?
I loved it. I think that's going to be my new theme song.
Okay. I mean, you've got some paperback writers yourself coming to the library, of course.
Absolutely. We've got authors visiting nearly all the time across our network. But I want to actually tell you about some other things that we've got going on.
You've got a lot going on, I know.
We do. So this Saturday, very importantly, we've got an exhibition happening at the Cobram Library. Now, if you live in the Shepparton area, you may have seen this one. It was part of the Shep Arton Festival. So it's called the Lullaby Project. Basically what's happened is Liz Argus and her son Jamin have gone and recorded different cultures singing their lullabies. Now, it could be the mum, the dad, the grandparent, the child, and they recorded them in the places you would actually sing those lullabies. They didn't bring them into the studio. They went round to their houses. They recorded them. They took some photos. And they've made it into an exhibition. Now, you can head in to the Cobram Library and you can put on the headphones there or you can listen through your phone, whatever your preference is. But this Saturday is launch day. We're going to have the producers there. We're going to have some of the families that are recorded. It's just going to be the day to be there. So rock into the Cobram Library this Saturday, 10:30, and meet a few very special people.
So when you think about libraries, you tend to think about the written form, but this is oral, isn't it?
No, we are into everything.
Say oral, not oral, oral. I mean auditory.
Well, at Goulburn Valley Libraries, we're into everything, so yeah.
This is a great way to embrace all the different cultures in our community, isn't it?
It's a great way to learn about the cultures. It's a great way to experience the cultures in an authentic sort of way.
We did interview Liz and Jermaine at the time when it was here in Shepparton. Great to see that it's going to be travelling. Is it going to be travelling to some other places maybe?
Well, we're not sure. Let's wait and see how we go in Cobram. It would be great if we could move it around the region.
Fantastic. What else have you got? I know you've got
Well, that's the thing. It was really hard to pick out what to talk to you about this morning because we just have so much on. So obviously, the Lullaby Project is this Saturday, but next Tuesday in Tatura, we've got an author visiting. Now, Pam Wells is a local author from the area. She's written the story of her husband's life. Now, her husband was a POW survivor, so the book is pretty intense. I'd have to say, if you have concerns about triggers, obviously that's something to take into account, but come along and meet Pam, talk about the story of her husband's life and what it was like to do the research to write that book and then publish it.
Yeah, it would be tricky because it's your husband.
Yeah, yeah.
And sent to Sandakan in British North Borneo.
Yeah, not a pleasant part of our history.
He joined a local underground movement. Using his ingenuity and skill, he built a wireless radio and transmitter virtually from scratch. But then the underground was betrayed and he was arrested and subjected to brutal torture before being tried and sent to jail in Singapore. Wow, what a story. And he grew up on a farm at Durrangile.
Yeah, yeah. And some of those parts of the story are very intense. Not only did she interview her husband, but she's done a lot of research. And so the story you get when he's working for the underground, I don't want to give away any spoilers, but it is amazing. You've got to read it.
The Tiger Has Many Lives, the story of Rod Wells. That's the book. But the author, Pam Wells, she'll be at Tatura Library this
Tuesday.
Okay.
So Tuesday at 7:30, and you'll be able to meet Pam and hear about the book. But also, if you're into working at your, doing some family research, maybe it's your story or your family story that you want to turn around and publish. This could be a way for you to learn a bit of a process sort of stuff. So I'm hoping to see a lot of people next Tuesday night. Can I tell you about a couple of other things since I've got you?
Absolutely. I mean, I left you standing out in the cold outside the studio, so you get extra points, Bomber.
Thank you. So one of the other things I wanted to say was we have just released the Craft and Coffee program for the next 6 months. Now, Craft and Coffee happens in all our branches across the Golden Valley. So that's 10 different branches for you to choose from. There's craft every month. Now, you might think, but I'm not a crafter. We have people turn up.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. So that's all cool because it's actually just an excuse to socialise.
You can do the coffee without the craft.
Exactly. We totally welcome that. So if you're just looking for an excuse to get out and have a chat with a few people, you can come along. You can use the craft as an excuse if you feel like it, or you can just chill, have a coffee, have a chat. It's just a social event.
So different times and days, I guess, for different
they
libraries.
Are, and that's why you really need to pick up the program. So head into your local library to collect it, because every single month at every single branch, we've got it on.
It's great that there's actually a written program too, because, I mean, I'm an online person, but there's just so much information online. It's so overwhelming. It's kind of handy just to have that little brochure, isn't it?
Yeah, and look, it's got a nice, pretty coloured cover, so that's
it's crafty. And you had, I think, one more thing to tell us about?
I did. Now, this one is a statewide event run by Public Libraries Victoria. It's called the Warm Winter Read, and it's to encourage those grown-ups that are out there, us, to continue to make time to read, because we pour all our resources and time into making sure that kids read or learn the skill of reading. We get to be adults, all of a sudden we're so busy we don't make time to read.
I can totally relate to that. Yep. I banned myself from Netflix about 2 months ago. I just had to, get off watching. So easy to sit down and just pass the time watching a series. And I just was not reading. Yep. I mean, reading obviously every day, but not reading books, not reading novels. So I just banned myself from Netflix and I got through a couple of books. It was great.
And that's what this is about. It's about making some time. And there's different challenges in the couple of months that it's on. So it's a June, July sort of event. And one of the challenges actually is swap some screen time for some reading time. So, yeah, but it's aimed at us grown-ups instead of the kids this time.
Yeah, from the library, I have to ask you, what have you read lately that's good?
Okay, so I've read The Coffin Confessor. I just finished it. It's an Aussie book.
Confessor.
Mm-hmm. And it's exactly what it sounds like. So people that are on near the end of their life employ this guy to crash their funeral. So it's a true story. It's a biography, and he's a Queenslander, so it's very Aussie. I will say it's got one or two swear words in it.
Shock horror.
But it's a good read, yeah.
Now, I'm just trying to think, can you believe I was sitting there thinking, now, what did I read? It's only a week or two ago. There's a new book that's just come out, and I can't even tell you the author's name off the top of my head. Maybe Meg someone. It's called The Angry Women's Choir. It's probably only just being released about now, set in Tassie. It is great to have these Australian books, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely
set in Tassie, and I think if you're a woman of about my age, shall we say, middle-aged woman, I hate to admit, you probably really like it. Another one I read was Nora Roberts' Blue Smoke. Not a new one, just an old one. We actually have an old fridge, in our street, which is our Kyala West Libraries, our book swap. Got it out of there. I think it belonged to Jenny up the road. Not difficult to read. Nora Roberts is good for a bit of escapism, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so there's a couple of ideas if you're looking for books, but The Coffin Confessor does sound intriguing. Mm-hmm. Can you borrow that from the library, do you know?
You absolutely can, because that's what I'd done.
Okay, so of course you did.
Yeah. So I borrowed that one from the library, and you mentioned a new release. I just wanted to let you know, if you've got books out there that you think you would like the library to have and they're not there, mention it to us.
Don't go buy it. Buy it for you.
Absolutely. And that way it shares the love as well. Yeah. You read it, you return it, somebody else gets a turn with it, and you don't have to worry about it filling up your house.
There you go. Angry Women's Choir. Mm-hmm. There's a tip for you. Well, thanks for letting us know about everything that's going on. Of course, you're in Shepparton, I think, but there's, as you say, 10 branches, which is amazing. We're very lucky to have that resource.
Not just 10 branches. We've also got our lovely mobile library.
Oh, I have seen that truck
moves around. Yeah. Lots of fun with that one too.
So just drop into a branch, pick up a brochure. Of course, you can go online. You can even get free audio books online, can't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
You can get reserve e-books. Things.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to check out the catalogue from home, put the book I'm looking for on hold, and as soon as it's available, I get a little ping to my phone, and I head in and I collect my book. It's just like getting a present at Christmas time.
Yeah, just got to give it back. Got to look after it. All right, well, thanks very much for your time. Bronwyn Cole, Program Manager of GV Libraries. And of course, you can check up on any of those events probably on the library Facebook page. But we look forward to catching up with you a little bit down the track when you've got some more events to tell us about.
No worries.
You're on 1FM Live and Local at 11 to 8.
Hear what they said on the radio?
No, I missed it.
Nah, I had to take the dog for a walk.
I was at work.
I was helping with the sausage sizzle.
Catch the latest news updates, listen to podcasts, join us live with the Community Radio Plus app.
Hear what they said
on the radio? Yeah, I was listening.
I was listening in the car.
Yeah, I was listening on my phone.
On the radio?
Yeah, I was listening to it on my smart speakers when I got home.
Whatever you're doing, take us with you. Community Radio Plus, your home of community radio. Download from the App Store or Google Play.
Tax time is fast approaching, and now is the time to talk to your tax and accounting specialist to ensure that you are in the best position you can be heading into the end of financial year. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that your savings are being maximised? Call SDP Tax to find out today. SDP Tax are so confident in their ability to save you money, they offer a maximum savings guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest tax savings possible. Don't delay, call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829. That's 1300 346 829.
1FM sponsor.
Honey, I thought you rang the TV guy and got the reception fixed.
I've tried three times, but they never return my calls.
Did you try Jason's TV? A mate at work had them around last week and they came and sorted their problems straight away.
Okay, I'll give them a call now.
Yes! Thanks for calling Jason's TV. They did a great job.
Call Jason's TV now. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
At Outback Properties, we know that buying and selling real estate can be a stressful process. Are you satisfied with your current agents? At Outback Properties, we ensure that both the vendor and buyer enjoys their real estate journey by providing a tailored service that is completely stress-free right from the very first inquiry through to settlement. Specialising in properties for agricultural business, commercial and residential development, we have properties and clients right across the Goulburn-Murray region and beyond. Visit our new website at outbackproperties.com.au. Outback Properties, where understanding real estate is our business.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.